desecration charges have been filed after Canton police say a downtown church was damaged Friday. 30-year-old Michael Herinda of Canton accused of throwing landscaping lights through stained glass windows at the Basilica of St. John the Baptist and St. Peter Parish. Multiple windows were destroyed. Court records state damage to the McKinley Avenue Northwest building estimated in the hundreds of thousands of dollars. Herinda was arrested Tuesday. May 31st incident in Canton has led to charges against a city man. 47-year-old Therese Averett accused of assaulting two women, strangling one of them and shooting a gun into the air. On Exeter Avenue Southwest, he was arrested Tuesday and faces charges of assault, strangulation, and discharging a firearm over or on a public road. The case is reportedly supported by video evidence. Stark County commissioners will decide whether Stark Library can ask voters for a levy renewal and increase this November. The plan calls for renewing a 2 mil levy and adding a 0.3 mil increase for 8 years to help offset rising costs and reduce state funding. Library officials say the change would cost about $11 more per year for the average $100,000 home. They warn without it, the system could face reduced hours, fewer programs, and staff cuts. An Alliance man has been sentenced to jail for a February 1st attack on a woman. 31-year-old Carl Baker received a 180-day jail sentence after pleading no contest to a misdemeanor domestic violence charge. More serious felony charges were rejected by a grand jury. Police accused Baker of hitting the woman with a hammer on Beach Street and strangling her. The judge suspended half the jail term, and Baker received credit for 75 days served. Fatal shooting at a Halloween party in Springfield Township leads to a prison sentence. 39-year-old Brian Cofer died from injuries suffered in the incident at a home on Canton Road October 27th. A second man suffered serious injuries in an assault. 23-year-old Terrence Williams of Canton pleaded guilty to counts of felonious assault and involuntary manslaughter and was sentenced to 18 to 23 years behind bars. 25-year-old Christian Diaz Soseda of Canton was charged with felonious assault. He failed to appear in court in March after being released with a summons. His 28-year-old brother Anthony also being sought on a felonious assault charge. North Canton City Council could take up a series of property swaps at its June 15th meeting. Council heard the proposal Monday. The city would turn over the 4.5 acres adjoining Hoover High School to the school district for future use as green space. The 55-year-old Dogwood Pool would be demolished as part of the plan. The district would demolish the current middle school in fall 2027 in time for the opening of a new school. The 14-acre site of the closed school, which adjoins Whitworth Park, would go to the city. The district would also transfer the 6-acre site of the former Orchard Hill School to the city. It adjoins the city-owned Arrowhead Golf Club. North Canton says the pool is not financially sustainable after 2030. A faulty electrical outlet being blamed for a house fire in Pike Township Tuesday morning. Crews were called to heavy smoke in a home in the 6700 block of East Sparta Avenue Southeast. Firefighters say the blaze started inside a kitchen wall. All occupants were evacuated before crews arrived. Fire was quickly extinguished. No injuries reported. A wrongful death lawsuit over a fatal police chase is moving forward under a new judge. Retired Trumbull County Judge Andrew Logan has been appointed to the case after retired Wayne County Judge Mark Wiest asked to be removed. The suit claims Columbiana County Sheriff's deputies violated pursuit policies in 2023 before Gerald Jackson of Columbiana crashed a stolen truck into a vehicle driven by Jennifer Hunley, who later died of her injuries. County officials said the pursuit had ended before the crash. Company van transporting disabled clients was at the center of a Columbiana County case that led to the sentencing of a Pennsylvania man this week. 37-year-old Lamoris Lohman of Industry was sentenced Tuesday to 2 years probation and a $500 fine after pleading no contest to engaging in prostitution and possessing criminal tools. Police say Lohman was arrested in December by the Mahoning Valley Human Trafficking Task Force after arriving at a location while operating the vehicle. A nonverbal client was in the back of the van at the time. Supervisors later took control of the situation. 2018 sexual assault case against the former Springfield Township firefighter now being heard by a Mahoning County grand jury. 29-year-old Brian Swansiger of New Middletown on trial facing 3 counts of rape, 2 counts of gross sexual imposition. The woman testified she met Swansiger on a dating app, later met him at her Struthers home where she alleges he raped her despite her saying she did not want sex. We have the following funeral announcements. Service for 90-year-old Shirley Estock Powell, Friday at 5 o'clock. Arrangements by Sheriff Sterling Skivalaki.